Well, there's this big event that's going down at Globe Life Field in Arlington coming up March 8th through the 11th. I'm talking about the American Western Weekend. So much rodeo action and so much music action. I mean, you're going to have Cody Johnson out there, Darius Rucker, Sheryl Crow, and the amazing Maren Morris is making her return to North Texas. Had the opportunity to sit down and chat with her, and this is how it went. Hey, Maren, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing fantastic. Well, let's just jump right into this. Are you excited about being back home in Arlington?
I am. This kind of came to be just a few weeks ago. So when it came across my email, I was like, oh, I get to go home? Amazing. Yes.
It's probably a rare occasion for you to get to go home.
It is. I mean, I definitely like see my parents a ton, but I've got almost a 3-year-old now. So sometimes it's just easier when we're traveling for my family to come to me. It's nice to get to like return the favor and just go home and they can drive the 5 minutes to my show.
Isn't that crazy? You have a 3-year-old now. Like, has it just been a blink of an eye flash?
Yeah, I mean, I will say, like, every phase has been fun, but the twos have been my favorite, I think. Like, I don't know why people say terrible twos. Probably because, you know, they're going through so much emotional development. But I feel like he really came to life in this past year, and he got to be on the road with me last year.
Aww.
And yeah, he knows all my band and crew, and he just had the best time on the tour bus. So he's just talking your ear off.
Is he more like you or is he more like Ryan as a kid?
I mean, I'm a little bit more of an introvert, I would say. So I think that he's getting his social butterfly-ness from Ryan, who's very extroverted.
Oh, that's got to be the best thing ever, getting the kiddo and getting to be on the road, getting to come home. Now, this is really cool about the American Rodeo. This is the first one that they're having where it's like an underdog contender with the Joes versus Pros, and you're a part of that. Now, your musical journey has started out as you have been 10 years ago packed up and took the journey moving to Nashville, not really knowing anyone, to being just a household name now. So you can kind of relate to this.
Yeah, I mean, I never thought about it that way, but for sure, I think that it's definitely in my blood to just have come from the music scene of Texas, and particularly the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I played all of those bars and honky-tonks when I was in my teens, and so, yeah, just kind of having the best of both worlds, like that upbringing in such a enriched music scene in Texas, and then getting to bring that flair to Nashville and kind of, you know, join the two. I mean, it's definitely a good comparison for sure, a good parallel.
Do you do you get to watch rodeo action very often? I mean, with a family, I guess it's probably pretty hard.
I don't as much as I'd like. I mean, I remember growing up and like doing shows at Billy Bob's and getting to sing the anthem and watch the rodeo. Last year I did the Houston rodeo for the second time, and I got to like, you know, cause the first time I did it a few years ago, I was super pregnant, and it was like the last show I did before I gave birth. So like being at the Houston rodeo was so iconic, and it was just such a moment to be a Texan. And then I got to do it again last year, which was really fun. And yeah, we got to watch a bit of the rodeo before our show, which was fun.
So if you were to have like, say, someone own like a bucking bull or a bucking bronc, like would you have an off the wall name for it? Like they have some crazy cool names. Like what would you name it?
Oh my goodness. I would probably name it something like a character from a TV show that I like, like Michael Scott, like something really boring. It would be an underdog. Like he would have a really weird name and it doesn't sound very assertive, but then they kick everyone's butt.
Hey, yeah, I like it. Now, you've had such an amazing musical career. Do you remember the very first song that you wrote?
I think I was like 9 or so, and I remember it because I actually entered it into this art competition, and it was like the songwriting portion. I don't know what it was called, but it was, the song was called Living in the Moment. But it was very cheesy and very from the head of a 9-year-old. So whatever I was going through in like fourth grade made it into the song. But yeah, you got to like get that first one out of the way so you can write some better stuff down the line.
And speaking of which, you've been doing some songwriting with your husband. Y'all put out the video for your song, I Can't Love You Anymore. How was that getting to write with Ryan?
Well, I mean, that's actually how we met, was 10 years ago. Our publishers here in Nashville just paired us up to write a song one day, and he was on my calendar. So I've not written with him or even heard of him, but we both wrote a really great song that week, and we just kept at it and kept getting on each other's calendars and writing, and we've probably written, you know, hundreds of songs over the decade. But yeah, it's always fun to write with him because I feel like we just know each other so well, but we also have just such a deep respect for one another's writing craft. And we don't get to write a ton together now just because, like, we both have such crazy schedules. And when we are together to, you know, raise our son and, you know, spend time together, the last thing we want to do is, like, write a song. So,
that's work now.
Yeah, like, we're more on the marriage level now. Yeah, now it's like work. So we just enjoy our time together. But he's like the first person that I always play my songs for when I do come home after a write. So he's my trusted advisor.
Yeah, I mean, with years of experience with each other, he's going to know especially how your style is with us. That's really cool. But I mean, definitely having to bring your work home, that would be rough. I think I'd be throwing things sometimes. I'd get mad at somebody.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm just now starting to write again because I just ended my tour back in December. So I do, like, bring home songs every day to play for him. But this is, like, the fun part about being a writer is, you know, the creation mode. Because I love touring, don't get me wrong, but my favorite part of the process is just writing the songs because you just don't know what's going to fall out. And he just understands that joy and magic because he does the same thing. So yeah, it is like a really special thing that we get to share together, whether we write the songs or not. You know, he's my biggest fan.
Oh, I love that. What's been your favorite song that you've ever wrote? Maybe it's something that you haven't put out, or it's something that you already have out. It could be something old, new.
Oh God, why are you doing this to me?
Sorry.
They're like, it's so hard because it depends on the day or it depends on even the show, but I always will have an emotional reaction when I perform my church. Oh. I think because it was the first song I ever released to the world in such a big way. And it was kind of one of those like die on the hill songs for me and my label where it was like, if I fail after this one song, I don't even care because this is everything I would ever want to say in a song. So I kind of get snapped back to that girl years ago that wrote that song and just like had all the hope in the world. And so it's just always an emotional moment when I sing that. But, you know, I'm writing a ton of songs right now that I think is, you know, my best work yet. Yeah. I mean, I say that every album because it's like the more life you live, the more wisdom and the better the songs. But I'm really, really excited about what I'm writing currently and, you know, just gotta record it.
Yeah, find the time for that. Well, Maren, I've got one last question for you. I'm going to let you go. Thank you again so much for taking time out of your schedule to do this. What's the best advice you have ever been given in life?
Oh my goodness. I mean, I've had a lot of great mentors and like heroes of mine give me amazing advice over the years. I think like my favorite one that I tell people, it was actually given to me by my friend Natalie Hendy, who's an amazing songwriter, and she is in my band with me, The High Women. I don't know if I can say it on the air though, because it's a curse word, but like basically, don't be an a-hole on the way up and don't be an a-hole on the way down.
Oh, hey, there is so much truth to that. 100%. I love that so much. Well, Maren, we're really excited for you making your turn right here in North Texas, coming back home to Arlington. And hopefully you get to spend some family time, enjoy some rodeo time. But again, thank you so much for your time. It's very important and very special to us here at the ranch.
Oh, no, I have such a long relationship with you guys. You've always supported me, even as a kid. And it's just such a full circle moment to come home and do this show in Arlington and have all my family and friends there from back home. And yeah, a little hometown show.
Yes, it is. Well, Maren, thank you again. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Enjoy some family time and good luck getting those songs out. Hopefully you get to the studio real soon.
Thank you so much. It was good talking to you. See y'all next week.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. You can get tickets and all the information about the American Western Weekend up on our website. Y'all, go support live music and see some of the best perform. These are top names in rodeo as well as some big up-and-comers. You can see all the action and the amazing music. Get those tickets March 8th through the 11th. It's the American Western Weekend at Globe Life Field in Arlington.